Have you ever wondered why we call French fries French fries? Or why something is the greatest thing since sliced bread? There are answers to those questions. Everything Everywhere Daily is a podcast for curious people who want to learn more about the world around them. Every day, you'll learn something new about things you never knew you didn't know. Subjects include history, science, geography, mathematics, and culture. If you're a curious person and want to learn more about the world you live in, just subscribe to Everything Everywhere Daily wherever you cast your pod.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. There's no magical alternate dimension, and I certainly haven't snuck into that dimension to keep the plot from spinning further out of control while masquerading as a humble shopkeep behind the counter of Kitty's Bits and Bangles. Now that we've agreed that's not happening, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 9 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast, well, usually recorded in our new tavern, the Wanderlost, but it's got legs. It's a tavern with legs. It ran off last week, so we're still trying to find the tavern.
Arnie, quickly, follow me. Yeah. Follow me through this, through these trees. Follow me.
Can't
come
fast.
Here.
Why are you moving so fast?
Look, a bird's nest.
Oh, wow. Arnie, the beauty of life.
Yeah, I guess.
It's a little baby bluebird.
How much longer are we going to have to be outside?
Well, Arnie, just until we find your shitty tavern.
Hmm. Arnie, you feel annoyed at nature. Do you not like being outside?
I'm an inside boy.
Yeah, the bugs are eating you alive. Have you ever been camping or anything?
Look at me. My whole body is outlined by bugs that are actively trying to eat me. There are big bugs around here, too.
Yeah, a couple of mosquitoes are having a date on your arm there. So there's a little table, some food, some wine.
I think these two are going to make it work.
Oh, wink, wink. I see what you're saying.
The beauty of nature.
Arnie!
What?
You just killed that date night. You just killed their date night.
They went out on a high. It was like, this is so great. And then, out. Oh, I also forgot to mention during my intro, I'm not evil.
That's good. That's good to remind people.
Oh, wait. I think I see a chimney. Is that it?
Is that the Wanderlust?
Is that the Wanderlust?
Arnie, I just want you to know that I'm doing everything I can to track down the Wanderlust. I think we're just going to have to wait till it gets tired, though, and we'll catch up with it. Until then, enjoy the majesty and the beauty of this magical forest.
Hello, boys.
Whoa!
Oh! Whoa.
You seem lost. Valencia Montague at your service. How can I help you?
Ms. Montague, we saw a chimney over that ridge there, and we'd hoped it was our tavern that we have misplaced.
That's my modest house over there. You're seeking a tavern, you see. Oh, interesting. I could possibly help you. I am a seeker of lost things, finder of desires. I'm a tracker of treasures. Whatever you seek, let me know and I shall find. It's Valencia Montague. That's what I do.
Valencia Montague?
Montague?
Montague. Like
Montague.
Icky thing, like a gooey substance. Gooey, yeah. Valencia Montague. Mm.
Oh, okay.
You own the ickiness of that. You're like, when you're
absolutely
explaining it to people, like, you're like, goo, like gross, goo. Like icky.
It's an icky little thing. Ew, gross.
Yeah.
I'm here to help, gentlemen. You seem bewildered by the wilderness.
Well, I have to be honest with you, Valencia. While we do seek this tavern, for its windows were open and it started perambulating about, there are many greater desires, secret desires, that perhaps you could assist us with. Chunt, what's your secretest desire?
Right now? That mosquito couple could continue their date?
Absolutely. If that is what you desire, that is what I will seek. Since they are dead, I'll have to bring them back to life. But that is something I could probably do for you, if, for the right price.
Give us one moment, please. Thank you so much. Is it worth bringing them back? I mean, they already drink blood. It's not like it's going to get any worse when they're undead, right?
Yeah. Well, also, I just have to kill them again. It's counterproductive.
Why did you have to kill them in the first place?
They were on my arm. It was gross.
There's all sorts of gross things living on my arm. You don't hear me complaining about it.
But I complain about it.
Ms. Montagu, we've discussed it, and no thank you. But we would like you to help track down our tavern.
A tavern you seek, then a tavern is what we shall find. Tell me a little bit about the tavern. Go ahead. I need to get inside the mind of the tavern.
Mm. Ooh, okay. She's profiling the tavern.
Well, it's called the Wander Lost.
Okay, it's gone. That thing is gone.
Whoa. Oh.
Are you kidding me? It's called the Wander Lost, and you're looking for it? That thing wanted to get gone. Yeah. Boys. Well, it's a tavern. Find a new one. What's so special about your tavern?
Well, a lot of our stuff cursed. Is still in there. It's cursed.
It's cursed, and your things are inside.
Yeah, but not in that order. What else? It's warm. It's a cool, it's a friendly tavern.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. It's friendly, cursed.
It's ours. It actually belongs to Arnie. This is Arnie Niekamp. He's a traveler
from another world.
From another world, yes.
I doff my hat to you. A traveler from another world. Fantastic. Are you looking for that other world? Because I can find that for you easier than I can find a tavern called the Wander Lost. Come on.
Oh, boy.
Arnie.
Options.
Arnie, I didn't think in the middle of this early season 5 episode we'd get you home.
Definitely a possibility.
I mean, yes. Here's the thing, guys. Are you okay with ending the podcast?
Well, I suppose that that Valencia here would become the new host of Hello from the Magic Tavern, and we would continue on with the show, and you would just be somewhere else. You want to get home? Arnie, this is your greatest desire. Or has your greatest desire changed? I mean, it's been a long time. Things evolve. People change.
Up to you. I mean, we could find the tavern first, then you can make up your mind. I'm here for you. Gentlemen, you found me. I'm here to find something for you.
Is it finally time for me to go back to Earth?
Arnie, if you go, take us with you, and we can finally... What did you say your dream was? Host, watch what happens next?
Yeah. I mean, look, I've never really regularly watched any of the other Bravo shows, but...
I mean, it has your catchphrase in it. What's next?
What's
next? At the beginning and the end,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Also, I'd be able to kill two birds with one stone because I would know what was going on those shows by explaining what was going on those shows.
Usador, calm down, calm down. It's just an expression.
Okay.
He did kill two mosquitoes. He's not going to kill two birds. Where's that nest? Let's get that nest nice and covered by the leaves here.
Keep that nest away from my arm.
You leave those birds alone. Hey, Arnie, leave those birds alone.
Look, guys, I don't talk about it so much anymore, but at night when I'm sleeping, I have dreams and I live my life on Earth and I do all my family stuff. Is that the best way to explain that?
I think so.
So in some ways, I'm not super motivated to go home, but maybe I should. And part of me thinks that you guys need me, but... If I'm being honest, this season I've just been fucking up left and right. I got Tom Blaine Belleroth trying to kill me. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's time for me to leave Foon behind.
And now that you say it, I've been fucking up left and right this season too. And all the wizards are mad at me. I've made them all mortal. They can all be killed so easily, including myself. And perhaps it's time I left Foon.
Yeah, now that I think about it, I've been fucking up left and right and up and down and center this whole season. Arnie, remember when I spilled that sauce on your pants?
Yeah.
You got so mad. Remember when I pointed out that there was a mosquito couple dating on your arm and you killed them?
Yeah, you made me kill them by pointing it out.
I guess I did.
You're an accessory to murder.
Ms. Montagu?
Yes? Gentlemen, I'm here for you. It's Valencia Montagu!
Valencia Montagu, Arnie, tell her. I think we've made our decision.
Just, you'd all Arnie. Like to go home?
Well, we all have separate homes.
Mm.
We'd be roommates on Earth, right?
So you'd each like to go to your separate homes, but where is home?
That's a great question. For a long time, we've lived in the tavern.
Okay.
So we're kind of back to square one.
Yeah.
Really?
This is kind of how this show goes. We've been fucking it up left and right.
Wow.
I think what we're saying, though, in the larger sense, if we're saying literally home, yes, a room upstairs at the tavern. We drink until we can't see straight. We stumble upstairs. We fall asleep. We wake up the next morning feeling terrible, thinking we're going to change our ways and just start drinking again. Now,
maybe what's best is we find the tavern, and because I don't want to make any big decision like this unless it's at that very table, right?
Well, I would be honored to take you to your tavern so you can make this very important decision. I'm honored to lead you there to track your tavern.
Oh, okay. I almost forgot. We never asked Wily Potatoes, the rat with a wand inside him. Do you have any ways that you fucked up recently?
Oh, yeah. I can translate since I've been a rat before. He said that he's sorry that the other week he left with that woman. What was Germ's wife's name?
Mrs. Germ?
Mrs. Germ, yes. Thank you, Artie. See, I fucked up. I couldn't even remember Germ's wife's name.
Why are we fucking up so much?
Valencia, sorry we didn't introduce you before. This is Wily Potatoes, the rat Hello. With a wand inside him. Obviously, he was the winner of March Magic, a bracket where magic users fought against one another. I'm sure you've heard about all of this.
Absolutely. My travels definitely take me far and wide, and I've heard of the brackets, the rat with a wand inside of him, and all of the things that you're saying, they make a lot of sense.
Sure,
so thank
sure.
you. Yes, absolutely.
Well, sorry to wizard explain it to you then.
No, thank you. I thank you all. I doth my cap to all of you. It's a pleasure to meet every single one of you and the rat.
Huh, this lady's never met a cap she hasn't doffed.
I love a cap. I love a big cap with a giant feather in it. And that is truly, honestly, one of my shortcomings. I will do anything for a giant cap with a giant feather in it that I can just doff at things.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense because you have a real jaunty energy.
Oh, mm-hmm. Thank you. Absolutely. It's like a deliciously jaunty energy.
Yeah, big jaunt energy.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I bring to the table is a jaunt energy. Now, gentlemen, it's time for this quest to find your tavern. Okay. Now, the thing I need from each of you is a word to describe your tavern. What is it? I have to get inside of the tavern's mind. I need to know where it might go, a coming and going of it.
And tavern, would that not count as the one of the
no,
words?
No, that can't count as the... That's okay. A cheat, is what
very,
I would call
very
it.
Very literal.
That's,
and the name of the tavern, the Wanderlost.
That's...
Okay.
No.
Oh, that's going to
be
mine.
Just okay. A little deeper.
Okay. I'd say adventurous.
It's an adventurous tavern.
Yeah, it likes to roam.
Yeah.
That's happening right now, in fact. Yep.
So
okay.
It's wild oats, yeah.
Legged? Like, it's. I'm just trying to get it in one
you
word.
You mean very
it's,
literal.
Yeah.
Belegged.
Huh. Belegged.
Huh. Yeah, legs as an adjective. Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Yep.
I would say Byzantine.
Huh?
Because inside, it's like a maze in there. You can't tell what's up, what's down. It does walk around on its own, but it's also a mystery on the inside.
Mm.
Oh, just like a busy teen, yeah.
Yeah, like a busy teen.
What's that going on inside those busy teens?
Ugh. He's going through puberty.
Artie.
They got everything going on.
A lot. Their hormones.
So
raging.
Annoying. Ugh.
Ugh. All right. Well, Valencia Montagu is here to help you, and honestly, I think I know where the tavern might be headed. Now... Another word for a tavern could be a watering hole. So I would check near the nearest body of water because it might be just watering its hole.
Okay.
We could just take right off and look near a large body of water. Yes?
Valencia, do you mind? Could you excuse us for just one second?
Absolutely. I doff my cap at you, sir.
I don't have a cap, but I doff my hand at you.
Sorry about that, Valencia. Arnie, do you need to go water your hole?
Chun, you said.
Yeah.
I was totally in on this woman, but she really lost me with that last part. I think
The water the water thing?
Well, her logic... Well, let's walk through her logic. Another name for a tavern is a watering hole.
And she can't hear us, right? Because...
Let me take a look.
Brutally honest.
Oh, wait, where'd she go? I don't see her anywhere. She blended in with the forest.
Wait, no, big hat with a feather. Big hat right there. Big hat with a feather.
Yeah, yeah. I am doffing my cap at you from far away.
Yeah, we're doffing our hat. We'll be right. We'll be back in a second.
We'll be right there.
Guys, I'm just saying, I was excited that she was going to be able to help us, but now I'm worried that she's someone that just is fucking up. She's just fucking up.
I don't think that's fair. We haven't even looked by the biggest body of water. I don't know what direction it is, but I could fly straight up into the sky and find it real quick.
Well, that might be helpful. Also, Arnie,
doing
okay.
That to find the
Wow, he shot up like a, I don't know, like what?
Yeah, Sean, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing okay. Why do I look sad?
No, I'm just catching up. You know, usually, Usador takes up a lot of emotional space.
Yeah.
It flies up into the sky. Is this a time to catch up a little bit?
Yeah, no, sorry. It's just usually when you put your arm on my shoulder like that and squeeze, you say, "How you doing, buddy?" And I say whatever, and then you go, "You look tired."
Yeah.
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Are you a little tired?
I am. Actually, I'm a little tired.
Good catch up.
That man
just fell from the sky.
It's a huge body.
I doffed my cap at that.
It's a huge body of water, about 3/4 of a mile northeast of here.
Did you see the tavern? Did you see the tavern?
Did you see the tavern?
Water?
Did you look
see
the tavern? Tavern?
I
did.
I'll be right back.
I already kind of caught up with you last time.
Yeah, this is awkward. Well, let's take a break. Take a break.
Okay.
And we disappear during the breaks, right? We don't exist.
Yeah, you should take a nap or something. You look so tired. All right, we're back with, where is every, Valencia?
Hello, I've been in this bush the whole time. Did you not see my big hat with the feather?
I seem to have, besides losing the tavern, I seem to have lost Usador and Chunt now.
Ah, well, you found me, so I shall help you seek them. It's a fun game I like to call hide and then go seek them. I've made it up myself, and so, okay.
Did
what
you
do
name
you
it
know?
Yourself?
I did. Hide and then go seek
hide
them.
Hide and then go seek them.
Yes. All right, let's, okay. So,
so
we're
wait,
looking
I
for
have to hide and then go seek them?
Yeah, you will hide and I will go seek them.
Okay.
The other people that we've lost.
I'm really good at hiding, so if you find them, you might not find me yet and find me again.
Okay. It's a risk I'm willing to take. No skin off my nose. That's fair. Was just going to be me doing laundry, so this is a real win for me.
Okay. When you come back, I'm not under this bush.
You're not going to be under the... I won't check there,
no.
Then.
Yeah.
All right.
That's not where I'll be hiding.
Mm-mm. There's this big hole in the ground. Is that something we should be looking at, or no?
Oh, that hole wasn't here before.
Hey, y'all. Arnie, since you sort of went up, I decided to go down, looked around, didn't see the tavern, so nothing down there.
I have found him! I have done it! Valencia Montagu has found you. Fantastic. Hide and then go seek them. TM. Trademark.
So, Chen, you went underground looking for the tavern.
That's right.
I love you, buddy, but you're fucking up.
What? I just thought, you know, if he goes up, I'll go. He goes high, I go low. I found an underground swamp with these glowing creatures.
Wow, really?
Yeah, really. Is that surprising?
No, I guess. Valencia, did you know there's an underground swamp with glowing creatures around here?
Under us? Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Arnie, why are you so surprised at that specific information? You're literally leaning on a punching pine. It's punching you in the side of the head right now.
Ouch. That explains the headache.
And Arnie, you had your eyes closed. Were you hiding again? I told you, we can still see you.
No. Fucking up.
You boys, you're cute little fuck-ups, and I enjoy that.
Aw, thank you.
I think losing our tavern has really gotten us on our heels. Like, we feel a little bit more confident at a regular table.
Just gathered round, lifting a glass together, bending an elbow, lending an ear.
Exactly. A warm fire, you know, access to food and drink. Oh, here comes Usador.
I I didn't see the tavern anywhere. I don't know why I didn't fly up into the sky to look for it days ago. But it didn't work anyway.
Damn it. I can't believe it. Oh, God.
Oh, Valencia, what's wrong?
I'm sorry. I don't want you to see me like this. But I'm just fucking up lately.
What?
Yeah, I've been fucking up left, right, and center. I've been trying to find things, and I can't. It's not something it comes easily to me, but this is a family business, and I promised I would join it. The tracker of treasures, seeker of desires, finder of things. It's just, I hate it. I don't know where anything is.
It's a lot of pressure.
Everything.
I'm so sorry to hear that. It's a lot of pressure when your family demands these things of you. Valencia, if you could do anything you want, what would it be?
No one's ever asked me that. Oh. I think I would open a small sandwich shop.
Why small?
Crush a sandwich right now.
Well, a small, because I don't want the job of opening a large one. Just sounds like a lot of work.
Oh, the shop is small.
The shop is small. The sandwiches are as large as your dreams.
Oh.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. Think about it.
Small dreams.
Then it could be a very small, a tea sandwich, if you will. That's what Valencia Montagu would like to do, but instead she's here trapped, trying to find things. I'm so sorry, gentlemen. I've lied to you. I've lied to myself. I don't know if I can get you to your tavern.
It's all right.
I don't think I can get you home.
It's all right. It's all right. We're all lying to ourselves, and we've all been fucking up lately. It's just part of being alive, is making mistakes and learning from those mistakes and growing.
It's not just us. Like, the people... Listen, we're recording this, by the way. I really fucked up by not telling you that from the start.
Oh, another fuck.
Yeah, I always forget that part.
It was my week to remind you. I fucked up.
Yeah. Oh, we're recording this and sending it to another world, but if it makes you feel any better... All the people listening to this have probably been fucking up recently, too.
Oh, wow. It does make me feel a little better that somebody in another world is really fucking it up.
Oh, yeah. Listeners, hey, listeners, you listening right now, look to your left. Now look to your right. One of you just fucked up.
Probably a lot of you looked in the wrong directions, for one. That's how you fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. We don't know. A broken clock is right twice a day, so maybe I can help you find your tavern after all. I mean, we can't fuck up all the time, can we? And if we combined our powers of fucking up, maybe we could come together and find this tavern.
Did you say a broken clock is right twice a day?
Yes.
What if one of the hands is broken off and that's how it's broken?
Oh, God, I fucked up again.
You fucked it up.
This is really...
You fucked up.
My clocks that I have in my room are numbered 1 through 24. Like, the hands go 1 through 24.
Why did you buy that clock?
It was... I thought that's how clocks are supposed to look. Arnie, I'm a shapeshifter. I'm usually in the form of an animal. I usually go by the sun or the moon, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure. That makes a lot of sense to me.
Thank you.
I think what I'm saying is clocks are stupid. We shouldn't be using them.
We've all been thinking it.
It's the clock's fault. It's the clock's fault we're fucking up. Kill the clocks.
Kill time. Yes.
Guys, let's kill... Guardy, we have to kill time. Quick. We've never done it before on the podcast. We have to kill time.
I don't know. I feel like we've killed a lot of time.
You're right. We should take action.
let's take action.
Valencia, I'm just realizing...
Yes?
You've dropped hints about having a very interesting and varied life, and I have asked you almost no follow-up questions. I apologize. Yes. I've been really fucking up lately. You said you joined the family business, the Montagu business?
Yes. Adventurers, seekers, treasure hunters, finders, heist makers.
Ooh.
Yes. It's a swashbuckling, exciting business.
So you come from a long line of adventurous goos.
Exactly. The stories these goos could tell you. Finding treasures.
Wait, your father is an Adrian Montagu, is he?
That's my papa.
Oh, yes, I've heard of the great tracker Adrian Montagu. Quite well-renowned in Foon. Arnie, have you heard of Adrian Montagu?
I don't think so.
Well, Valencia, I have to ask, where has this Montagu gone?
Oh, that is a story of woe. We haven't seen him in about 23 years. He was seeking a treasure in the depths of a volcano. Huh. And he
I think
said,
I know what happened.
I could beat the volcano. And I said, Daddy, please don't go. And he said, I'm a Montagu. I have to go. And he went into that volcano and he hasn't been back since. I still pray every day he will come. But, you know, let's be realistic. He's dead. He's inside of a volcano.
Sounds like he fucked up.
I mean, we have to presume he's dead.
He's presumed dead. Yes.
It's likely he's dead. Now, Ani, the thing is, this was a tale told all over Foon. Adrian Montagu is the greatest at finding all sorts of, whether it be a knick-knack or a mystical sword, from A to Z, soup to nuts, whatever you wanted to find, he could find it. Mm-hmm. And one day, the king, King Albane Belroth, was walking along the edge of the volcano, and he dropped his crown in there.
That's right.
Mm.
And he's like, Adrian Montagu, will you find my crown? Everyone kind of suspected he did it on purpose.
It seemed like foul play, but Papa wasn't one for that. He didn't think it was going to be that bad. And, Montagu is always a little full of themselves, thought they could do it.
Sure, but why is a king walking on the edge of a volcano? What the hell was he even doing?
He's edging?
Maybe
was
he's edging.
Was he an edgelord?
An edge king? How dare you?
I'm so sorry. You said king. I'm so sorry.
Foul play was always suspected, and ever since then, Papa has not been with us. He's been likely dead inside of a volcano, but legend of him coming back has traveled far and wide, and I hope one day I see him.
Many say he's biding his time.
Yes.
In the volcano.
Yeah, he's going to explode out of the volcano and save us all.
Probably he burned up. That's the most likely thing.
Big chance.
Is your dad burned up? Some say he's biding his time. If I had to put a number on it,
go on.
I'd say he's like 75% chance he burned up.
70? That's
75. That's actually lower than I was going to.
Yeah, I don't know math, and that seems wrong.
25%. 20% he's biding his time. 5% he jumped into that volcano, and a mystical portal opened up, and he found himself transported to another world.
5% that?
Yeah.
And I'm saying that as someone who fell through a dimensional portal.
Well, that's why I keep telling you to jump into a volcano.
Try it. Do it. Try it.
There's only 75% chance you'll burn up.
Valencia, we've talked about your papa a bunch, but would you tell us a little bit about your Mamagu?
Oh, Mamagu. You should have seen her in her day. Now, she could literally steal anything from anyone at any time, and you would never know until it was too late. She once literally went into a store, and you know how they have the take a coin, leave a coin thing?
Yeah.
She took all those coins. She just took them. Oh, yeah.
Smart.
What?
The
just
perfect
right
crime.
Out from under. Just the crime of the century there.
Wow.
Absolutely baffled people. My mother, Mamagu, absolutely right how you named that. She was, once she went into a museum. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of museums?
They're
amazing. She went to a museum. She saw a piece of art she wanted. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. Instead of stealing that piece of art, she just redrew it. So she actually just took she took basically an idea. She stole an idea and then she passed it off as her own.
Ani, this is like that thing you told us about on your world, intellectual property.
Yeah. That's a great way to say it.
Yeah, Arnie, you said Mind of Mencia was a perfect example of that.
Mm-hmm.
Does that help us here at all?
I think so. Yeah. Does it help?
Who got the merch? Who got the merch rights?
Of the art?
Of the art, yeah. Who got the merch rights for the art?
I know that we sold a lot of shirts with it. Well. Absolutely a ton of shirts.
And Valencia, I can't help but notice, tucked in the forest back there, I do see a sign that says Guzium. Is that your family, Guzium? The family Museum?
That is. It's the Montaguzam. Absolutely. It's where a lot of art that my family has stolen over the years, intellectual property, as you say, is tucked away in that museum. I could take you through it if you so desire.
That would be wonderful. Why don't we head that way? Valencia, I have to say, you come from a long line of finders and takers.
Yes.
I think it's okay for you to find your own path.
If you want to open a small sandwich shop, I'd be willing to give you upwards of 30 pieces of gold to get that started.
Wow. Yeah, same. For you to track your own dream, as it were, I would happily fund that for some back-end profits, of course.
I'm going to pass, but I think you'll get more than enough help from these two.
Very well. Let us take a quick break as we walk over to the Guzium.
Ooh, there's sort of a piece of wood blocking the way here. Tickets, 10 gold. Huh. Oh, Valencia, do we need tickets, or?
Yes, everyone needs a ticket. Yes, it's part of the finder's taker's rules. We have to take something from you for you to seek inside.
Of course. I'm not sure if you're related to Robin Goo. He stole from the rich and stole from the poor.
Oh, that's Uncle Robin. Yes, absolutely. That's right.
Yeah, if there's any of his artifacts in here, I'd gladly... Let me... here you go. Here's 10 gold.
Thank you. Okay.
Can I be honest? I'm not a big fan of Robin Goo. Just with him, too many blurred lines.
Uncle Robin had a problematic past.
Now I have 10 gold and gladly pay for this ticket, but I already have a number of other tickets from other things that I've bought in the past. Do you accept tickets from other events?
Absolutely. I'll add them to the museum.
Here you go.
And we kind of fucked up. Arnie, will you take note that we should just go ahead and splurge for the year-long Foon Pass? That gets us into every museum, every Guzium, all the natural wonders, a lot of royal halls, gets us into magical forests. It's really
Arnie.
Worth it.
Arnie, please, can we have Arnie. A year to pass?
Can we have a year to pass, Arnie. Please? Arnie, sure. See, yeah. Even Valencia says.
It's so worth it.
Here's the thing. I will foot the bill for that pass, but I'm not going to, I just don't want to be constantly having to take you guys to those things.
Well, then how are we going to get there?
How would we
You're get grown-ups. There? You can get there yourselves.
But what if I'm scared and I need someone's hand to hold?
I don't want to go by myself. I'll look like a fool and all my friends will laugh at me.
I've seen that happen. It's true. People would laugh if he went alone.
That's true.
You gotta go, Arnie.
Arnie, please.
I'm his friend and I'd laugh at him. So, yeah. Okay, fine.
Yay!
Hooray!
We did it!
And Valencia, you sell... looks like we have to go back out into the gift store, which we entered through. You sell those Foon Passes here?
Absolutely. We sell Foon Passes and so many t-shirts. So many t-shirts.
It's not as profitable as you'd think.
Oh, Arnie, please, can I get this one? My dad's 98% dead.
98%? That seems high.
I guess so.
This was before I knew that you thought he was 75% dead.
Yeah. 98%? That's... Might as well just put up a tombstone.
Never! That 2% is what we live by here. I think this shirt looks amazing on you.
Oh, thank you. Arnie, they say in life you die 3 times. The moment you die, the last time someone says your name, and the first time someone makes a t-shirt saying that person's definitely dead.
Mm-hmm.
So by wearing this, I'm keeping his chances alive, that 2%.
Absolutely.
Also, your dad is a ghost, so it's really appropriate for you.
Oh, yeah. So I guess you don't die 3 times.
Oh, Arnie, can I have this shirt that says, "Goo, get it"?
Can you look around a little more? There's got to be better shirts.
I like this one, though.
I like that one, too. I want one, too. Goo, get it.
It says, "Goo, get it."
Goo,
get it.
Goo, get it?
That's a good t-shirt.
Arnie, put that shirt down that says, "Goo versus the volcano." That's nothing. That makes no sense.
I don't know. I kind of like it.
No, put it down. You fucked up. Let's all get "Goo, get it" shirts.
Yeah, matching "Goo, get it" shirts. For my little goo boys. Come
on. Arnie, please. Oh, the little goo boys. We're the little goo boys.
Oh, we're the goo boys.
I think I'm going to get this shirt that says Teen Wolf Goo.
Yeah, I was in a weird place when I made that shirt. But yeah, I think it's cute. I think it's fun. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Sort of looks like Jason Bateman on here. But mm-hmm. You wouldn't know who that is.
Oh, absolutely. I know who Jason Bateman is. He works down at the tackle shop near the fishery.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the Bateman.
Oh, Jason Bateman. I know him.
Mm-hmm.
Get your worms and your crawdads and all that sort of thing.
Lures, for
frozen
sure.
Mice, yeah. Well, yeah, why don't we think on the merch? We're definitely going to get some Goo Get It shirts. But let's go back into the museum.
For sure. Oh, over here. You're going to love this.
And the gate's closed. It says ticket needed, but you saw it.
The ticket was to get you into the gift shop.
Oh.
Now you need a ticket to get into the Guzim proper.
Okay,
I've got, I can cover this one. Okay. Here's 30 gold. That gets all three of us.
Fantastic. All right, now we're, okay. Oh, look at this. This is a fun part. This is a really fun part. It's all of the music that my family has stolen over the centuries. Hmm. Yes.
Ooh.
You can put on these headphones right here. Oh. And listen to each of the songs that some other artist has sung, but we have, as Montagues, have stolen. It is just, it's delightful.
Ani, this is very similar to the headphones that you brought from your world. Just take these two shells.
Absolutely.
And put a shell on either side of your head and listen to the music. Just
kind of like
the
ocean.
For a second. Just listen to the
music. Sounds like the Beatles.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, we're not going to get that.
Ernie, you got something. There's a bug in your ear.
Oh gosh, this is embarrassing. I should have cleaned those. That's on me.
Ernie, you've killed 3 bugs in this episode. Yeah, what is your deal?
You've really got it out for the bugs today.
They were on me.
Yeah, well, they have to be somewhere, don't they?
Not on me.
Foon's never killed you for being on it. Think about that.
Technically, I have been killed.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, Ernie, packed. If you hit one more bug, we get Goo Get It t-shirts. You hit it, Goo Get It. Does that make sense?
Does it?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
Sean, that made more sense than anything I've ever heard on this podcast in my life.
You're not part of this. Sean, I'm going to ask you. I want you to give a search in your heart. And if the answer is yes, I will get you that shirt. But does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Something was permanently broken here today.
Ooh, what's this? Wow. It's a beautiful portrait.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Now, this is actually a picture of my eldest sister, Evelyn Montague.
Mm.
Wow. Yes. Now, she is most famous for stealing hearts. Oh, that's just sweet. Oh. That's just nice.
Picture, she's holding a human heart, and there's
blood
running down her arm.
That's what I said. She's stealing hearts. They're directly from the chests of men who have wronged her.
Hmm.
Oh, does that happen a lot?
Do you want to see the heart room?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, right through these doors over here. It is just tip to tail, just with hearts.
Can I just say the heart-shaped doors are really nice touch.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice piece of architecture. Yes. I like that. You did that?
Yes, I whittled them.
You whittled those doors?
Yes.
You do that a lot.
Now, you sat on... I want to understand this. You sat on a porch with, like, a pocket knife and just scraped those out of a piece of wood? That's incredible.
That's exactly what I did. I have a lot of time. I'm not the best Montague, so I'm basically here to keep the museum going and dream about those sandwiches.
Wait a minute. Guys, look. A closer inspection. On the door, there's a... T carved into it with a circle around the T? Did you carve that T there, Valencia?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Seems like the mark of a tradesman, maybe.
Is it a trademark? This door is trademarked?
That's right. I'm a tradeswoman, after all.
Well, you're very multi-talented. I don't think you should be so hard on yourself. And you're doing an excellent job of running this outstanding museum.
Thank you.
And honestly,
watch out for the hearts. They are everywhere in this room.
It smells terrible.
A lot of them are just on the floor. I didn't know where to put them. Yeah.
Just overflowing, really. Just sloppy.
This many men wronged her, your sister.
That's what she says. And you've got to believe her.
Did she ever give examples of, like, what wrongs these were?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Like, one guy, you're not even going to believe this. One guy just was looking at her weird.
Oh.
The men, am I right? Men. One guy, she was in line for something, and he said, "Excuse me, can I go first? Because I have to get out of here fast. Ugh. And she said, "Nope. Absolutely not."
God, I would love to know more about that guy.
He
was late for something. I don't know. She didn't give many details. She just cut his heart out immediately at that moment. Yeah. One guy, this is off. I can't believe didn't do worse to him. One guy, she was married to him, just took a little piece of potato off a plate once and ate it.
Oh, no. You offer.
That's right. There's a lot of wrong.
This is by the wall. This is the biggest heart I've ever seen.
Oh, yes. That actually was a troll's heart. Oh. Of a man troll. A male troll, obviously. And he was, you know, she was doing stuff, and he was just kind of like yelling weird things at her constantly. And she was just like, no, not today. Yeah. No trolls. And she just killed him.
I think my favorite part about the big troll heart is that it ironically has hashtag not all trolls carved into it.
Yeah. she was feeling a little goofy that day.
It's that big jaunty energy. The whole family must have
it. The whole family. Oh, you should see us at a family picnic.
I'd love to see that.
Oh, and speaking of picnic, it looks like there's a smell coming from this room over here. Yes, Arnie, it looks like there's a smell coming. And it says this is the...
I was thinking it, but I didn't say it.
It says this is the Valencia wing?
Oh, that's not ready. I'm embarrassed you even found it. I don't look in there.
It smells so good.
No,
Valencia, we're all works in progress. It's okay.
Okay. I just have to unlock it. I have a lot of keys, so hold on. I got to get through these real quick. Okay, that's how fun this is. All right, here. This is the Valencia wing.
From the number of keys you have to how fast you found the right key, I am wildly impressed. You're truly a tracker.
Wait, hold on. Be honest. Are those all the same key? Do you just have like 100 copies of the same key?
I'm holding them for my family.
I haven't seen you unlock any other doors.
You don't lock doors in a museum. If you lock, then people can't get in and see them. But, you know, the Montagu family has a lot of treasures we got to keep secret. So there are a couple of keys. I've got a little cave with a lock on it somewhere. Ooh. I'm not going to tell you where. Don't try.
What sort of secret treasures? The museum is great. Don't get me wrong.
Thank you.
Go get it, girl.
Secret treasures.
But I'd love to know about some of those secret treasures. Anything like mystical or powerful or something you could destroy your enemies, stuff like that?
Yeah. All of that, yep.
Mm. Oh,
we've got mystical, powerful, destroy the enemy, immediate sight for those who are blind. There's a great one that could hop dimensions and open portals. That's a fun one.
Arnie, quick, give me the bag with the Foon Passes in it, the yearly annual Foon Passes. Quick. Do these get us in, Valencia?
Oh, no, I'm so sorry. That's a VIP. That's a special. Oh, sorry.
Worth a shot. No.
Anyway, did you want to get into this Valencia room? Or
yeah, let's go over there. Secret stuff later.
For certain. Okay, this is embarrassing, but this is where I do my sandwich art. I kind of call myself a sandwich artist.
Wow. Yes. Yeah. The smell is delightful. Where do you source your bread, or do you make it yourself?
I make it myself. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for asking. Oh. I bake it fresh daily. My family is absolutely embarrassed of me. Yeah. This
Valencia.
Isn't...
You shouldn't have let us in here, and I apologize for talking you into letting us in. This room isn't ready.
Arnie,
I'm sorry. It's me. I'm the one that fucked up. I'm fucking up.
No, he's right. I shouldn't have showed you this. This is just bread, cheese, meat.
Oh my stomach. Oh, Valencia,
for a lot of these sandwiches, like you missed the bread. Like there's like meat next to the bread. Like
it's deconstructed.
Is it though?
I really think about it, Arnie. I think about what you expect of a sandwich, and then maybe your expectations are upturned when you see meat next to two pieces of bread, and you go, oh, I guess it's still a sandwich.
Hmm.
Yeah, you're really talking about it. That's what's most important.
Right, exactly.
You're talking about it.
Also, this is a museum. It's perfectly normal to have a place to eat in a museum. I don't know why your family's so pissed off about this.
They're not proud of these sandwiches either. Arnie's right.
Do any of the sandwiches have meat on them, or is it always side by side?
Oh, some sandwiches have meat on them, but then the bread isn't true bread. There's this one over here. I've used two squirrels.
Oh, yeah.
Here's
some meat between two shoes.
Yeah, that's fun. That's a walking around sandwich.
Valencia, would you mind, I don't know if this is rude to ask, would you mind making me a sandwich?
Oh my goddesses, I'd be honored. What would you like on your sandwich?
Oh, okay. This is exciting. Let's start with bread. Not squirrels, bread.
Oh, real bread. Okay, yep. Oh, yeah. Bread. Here we go. All right. Yes.
Okay. And then mustard.
Mustard. Oh, mm-hmm. Fantastic. I have a mustard guy. This is going to be fun.
Perfect.
Okay.
I just got to ask. Is that moose turds? Is that what mustard is?
Arnie, grow up. Sorry. A little more.
Okay.
Sorry, just a little bit more.
Yep, over here.
And just really, just until I say...
Yeah, yep, and get him a little more.
There we go.
Okay. To answer your question, though, Arnie, yes, it is.
Fresh.
And that's it.
That's too much moose turds.
And then just cut it in half.
Cut it in half, right? Just meat and moose turd and bread.
Oh, there's meat on it?
I actually did not put meat on this. It's just moose turd and bread.
This is bread and turds, man.
Is that Arnie, all you wanted on the sandwich?
Yes, please.
This room sucks.
Arnie, he's a badger. Just let him eat it.
Okay, I guess so. I'm trying to discourage him from eating shit. Right?
What's he going to do?
Because sometimes he licks our faces.
Arnie, I had her cut it in half.
No.
Sandwich boys.
No.
The sandwich boys are back.
What's behind this giant curtain over here? What's behind this giant curtain? Valencia.
What the fuck?
The Wanderlust. You stole the Wanderlust?
Dang.
Or lured it, I guess.
I kind of lured it here with sandwiches. I was trying to, you know, strike up a deal with the Wanderlust to sell my delicious deconstructed sandwiches.
Valencia, I'm sorry. I just have to say, you're full of shit. That is awful.
I'm so sorry I fucked up again.
I mean, I don't think you can make a deal directly with the tavern. Arnie actually owns and operates the tavern. You'd have to make a deal with him.
Yeah. We already have enough of a problem with feces in our food. We're trying to correct that. So please, listeners, anybody that's thinking of coming to the Wanderlust, we're putting an honest effort into having there be less feces in our food. Mistakes were made, but we're getting past it.
After the sandwich. After this one.
Yeah, after that sandwich.
I'm sorry, boys. I wanted to find something for you. I wanted to finally do something, so I stole what you were looking for in the first place, hid it inside the museum, then kind of forgot that I did it, honestly. Yeah. I just kind of got caught up.
That explains why the door was locked. Honestly, yeah, Valencia...
That explains why you walked us straight up to where it was.
Yeah. Yeah, but I got you to buy those passes.
True. Yeah, honestly, you're a great salesperson.
Mm-hmm.
You should open that sandwich shop.
You know, looking back, when I flew up into the sky, I saw the museum, and I said, that one wing in the museum is shaped a lot like the Wanderlust, and it's very big. I was like, that's not it, though.
No, it couldn't be it.
Well, we can't say mad at you. Valencia, do you want to come in our tavern and have a drink?
Oh, I would honestly love to. That would be wonderful.
All
thank
right.
you.
Okay.
I doff my cap, too.
Okay, let's see. Oh, still a lot of people in here. Still a lot of people in the tavern.
Ooh, everything's
who wants a sandwich?
Ooh, I do.
Valencia, now that you're in our tavern, do you want one of our t-shirts that says less shit in the food?
Oh, I would. I would actually love that. I would love to wear that right now.
I'll trade you for a go get it shirt.
Two
go get it shirts.
Oh,
two.
You I couldn't say no to you guys if I tried. Here you go.
We did it.
Woo, two goos.
Well, Valencia, before we have our tavern break its way out of your museum, do you mind if we answer an email?
Oh, I would absolutely love that. Yes, please.
You can email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. Or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/magictavern and message us there. Here's a recent message we got. Dear Mysterious Man, you are the best part of the show. I love you, man. Regards, Brendan. P.P.S. Arnie is bad.
Oh, I was going to say, why are they calling Arnie a mysterious man? But then at the end, they called you out specifically.
Not even a P.S. before the P.P.S.?
I feel like this has come up before, some reference to a mysterious man.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're all mysterious, I guess.
Chunt is not a man.
I'm not a man. I'm a shapeshifter. Oh my gosh, Valencia. I don't want to cause false hope. Could the mysterious man be, I want to say, Arthur?
Papa? Adrian?
Adrian. Could it be Adrian Montagu?
Oh, this is exactly what I was waiting for. News of my father. Oh.
I'm going to shift those percentages to 73% chance.
Time to print new shirts.
I got to print new shirts. Oh, my gosh. printing costs, they are not cheap. So we are going to sell out these shirts on a discount.
All I have to say about this email is, Brendan, you're fucking up. Don't do a PPS if you don't do a PS.
And this is the year to fuck up. Let's just, yeah, right? This is the
listeners,
fuck up year.
Email us at magictavern at pub.
Hold on. This is not the year to fuck up.
Oh,
let's
right,
get it right this year.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, that's right.
You can die. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. We're going to try to do better and stop fucking up. But we have a lot of empathy for people who are fucking up. So listeners, if you're fucking up in one way or another, related to the podcast or just otherwise, email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies and let us know what you've been fucking up.
And you source there's some sort of compromise. Maybe we could, or maybe Valencia could sell it. Maybe we make cards that, like a punch card where it's like you get 10 fuck ups and then after that you're done.
If you get 10 fuck ups, you get a free sandwich at Valencia Sandwiches.
Worth it.
That seems fair.
Also, I was going to say, you know, sure, if you get 10 fuck ups, you get a free sandwich. If you fuck up, maybe think about stopping. Think about stopping and doing something else. Maybe pivot. Maybe stop fucking up.
Arnie, he doesn't mean that. Don't stop the podcast.
John, we're not going to stop the podcast anytime soon. Don't you worry.
Oh, I accidentally leaned on the stop button, though.
Wait, we're not recording anymore?
Oh, wait, it wasn't the stop button. What button is that?
Well, I've done a lot of encouraging people to steer clear of the central content of this program, but today we have witnessed one of the most riveting moments in audio recording history. Brendan, sweet, gentle Brendan, I knew you were out there, and I've been doing this all for you. Don't you change a thing, you brave, beautiful, faceless audience member. But now, who was making all that distracting background noise between the bookends? Well, User or the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Valencia Montagu was played by AI trying to do a Liza accent? That's not right. Oh wait, played by special guest Carissa Bereka. Carissa is a director of the national touring company at Second City, where the nation's hottest upcoming comedy talent are offered a chance to sleep in every Econo Lodge in Missouri. Carissa is also artistic director of Matter Dance Company. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Nick Sladek, Sadoxis, my favorite hybrid between Ted Lasso and one of the vulture fops from Dark Crystal, Donovan Pfeiffer, Angela Crawford, Ian Rasmussen, the one Josh, sorry Gondelman, this seat already taken, Cody, Kate M, Patricia D, Ian Morrison, Samantha Sostarich, Ricky N, Sarah O, Jacob B, Legion and Dig, Sean QB, Jackam Noor, Brewster, parentheses, a border collie. Brewster, you're still listening to this? Bad dog. Johnny, Garrett, and Lindsay Barch. Or Barshay. You didn't Barsay. Patrons get a lingering sense of buyer's remorse. Also, ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes each month. You still have time to read Pippi Longstocking before the book club episode on Patreon later this week. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Haverman. This episode edited by Stefan Dranger. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Brendan, good night and good luck.